A new documentary looking at how man-made noise in the ocean is disrupting the habitat of whales and other sea life is going to be screened on the South Coast this week.
One of the things about noise in the ocean is that humans are not aware of it at all.
Listening on the headphones gives you a headache. Within 10 minutes, you have to take the headphones off, and the whales can't turn the volume down.
They were trying to get away. You didn't have to have a hydrophone to hear the sonar.
That's part of the movie trailer for Sonic Sea. It's a documentary produced by a coalition of environmental groups trying to raise awareness about how noise, ranging from the use of sonar to oil and gas production, is impacting marine life.
When you're talking about ocean issues, the ocean is out of sight and out of mind. A lot of people don't know a lot about the ocean. And one of the really salient features of the ocean is that it is principally a sonic environment. Sound travels for thousands and thousands of kilometers underwater. Many of the creatures inhabiting the ocean have evolved for millions of years to favor sound over light, to favor the ability to hear and be heard over the ability to see.
Daniel Heinerfeld is one of the directors of Sonic Sea.
The problem is that over the past 50 or 60 years, humans have started to make just a tremendous amount of noise in the ocean, and that is having all sorts of catastrophic consequences for these animals that are so highly attuned to the sonic world.
The film was produced by the Natural Resources Defense Council, the production company Imaginary Forces, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, and Diamond Docks. Michael Chastney, the director of the NRDC's Marine Mammal Protection Project, is in the documentary. He says the biggest issue is the military use of sonar, and that because it has the nation's most powerful Navy, the U.S. is the largest offender.
Ironically, the Navy developed its active sonar systems. These are the systems that the Navy uses to detect submarines and other targets in the water based on dolphin echolocation. But the sounds that these systems produce are overwhelmingly loud. They create in certain species of whales a strong anti-predator response. Some whales go silent, they stop feeding, they abandon their habitat. In some cases, the panic response is so extreme, it winds up injuring or killing them.
Chastney says there's been some progress in limiting sonar use, especially off of California and Hawaii, but that the battle is ongoing.
The U.S. Navy should be a global environmental leader, and unfortunately, to date, it hasn't been, and it's taken litigation over the years to bring the Navy to the table. And once they get there, we found that we are sometimes able to come up with solutions.
Other big sources of noise pollution experts say hurts marine life includes cargo ships, underwater oil and gas drilling operations, and underwater construction. Sonic Sea director Daniel Heinerfeld says the film's timing is important because the ocean noise issue is a fixable one.
The happy part about the story is that there are solutions to these problems. Ocean noise pollution is a serious global problem with all kinds of ramifications for whales and other marine life. But the hopeful thing is that there are solutions to it, and they're fairly straightforward. They involve policy decisions that we can make, new but absolutely feasible technology that together can dramatically reduce the amount of noise pollution we're putting into the ocean.
Sonic Sea was released in January and has already been honored at some film festivals. This spring, it was shown on the Discovery Channel and Animal Planet. It will be screened this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum. Some of the filmmakers and experts featured in the film will be on hand for the event. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.